Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. All right, so we have been talking about equality, discrimination, and equity. All right, briefly, somebody summarize equality.
Equality is everybody having this, like the same thing.
Same thing.
The same opportunities.
Opportunities. Okay. All right. Somebody define equity.
And equity is everybody having something that equals to them having the same thing.
Same thing, same outcomes, right? And what did we learn about discrimination, Mr. Gibbs? Right, you can't say that.
The process in which people are treated differently.
Okay.
Skin color. Anything different from somebody else.
Okay. All right. Now, there's three aspects that we could look at in terms of discrimination. One, it's an unjust action, right? On the basis of race, gender, as Mr. Gibbs said. Also, there's positive discrimination. So it's favoring one individual or group, right? While at the same time creating a inequality in another group, right? All right. Or it could be a behavior just based off of preference. And so we famously reference Travis's beautiful screenshot that he's got and how she would very strongly support his activity of discrimination on her behalf. Isn't that right, Travis? Yes, right. All right. So now equality, discrimination, and equity, it plays out in society. And then we looked at Ibram Kendi's remedy for discrimination. And what did he offer as a remedy?
The remedy for past discrimination was prison.
Okay.
And the remedy for present discrimination was future discrimination.
Future discrimination, right? All right. And so that came from his text, How to Be Anti-Racist. And what would be some of the outcomes of present discrimination, Ms. Duncan?
Present discrimination. People can't go in a restaurant without restaurant clothes on.
With what?
Without restaurant clothes on.
Okay.
So that's discrimination.
Okay.
Against specific people dressed in a certain way.
Okay. What would be a, DeMarcus, what would be a present discrimination that was necessary to deal with a past discrimination? So what would be a past discrimination you could reference?
Racism.
Let's get more specific. What was one of the examples we appealed to, the illustration last week? What was the exercise we went through?
Oh, voting.
Okay. So what was the past discrimination as it related to voting?
That black people wasn't counted as a whole person. It was counted as a third. And they had limitations on what they could and could not do.
Okay, as it related to voting. So one of those examples was what?
What was something they couldn't do?
Well, it was something put in place that discriminated against black individuals.
Oh, they had to be like a landowner.
Okay.
To be able to vote.
All right. And post slavery, what did it become, especially in the South? What were some of the things that they instituted? Anybody remember?
The testing,
so poll taxes and the like, right? So that's a past discrimination. So what would be the remedy, Travis, Governor Travis? What would be the present discrimination that would need to be instituted to remedy the past discrimination as it related to voting?
Put the, what we said the other week was put the voting sites in high poverty areas.
Okay. All right, and who is that discriminating against?
Anybody that's not
rich people.
Okay, wealthy people.
That's the better word.
But doesn't that equality? Like, doesn't some discrimination count as equality?
Explain.
Okay, so let's just say with taxes, right?
Okay.
We could bring up. Okay, so let's just say if there's a tax that is specifically for rich people. So they take like 10% of their earnings and they only take like 2% of poor people's earnings. I feel like that's equality instead of discrimination because it's kind of, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but I feel like some discrimination leads to equality.
Unpack that a little more. So why is it just, in larger scenario,
mm-hmm.
why would we consider just to tax one group of people at a higher percentage than another group of people?
Okay, so let's just say you have $10 and I have $2.
Okay.
I only have $2, so I can't buy as much things as you could buy with your $10. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if me and you was to go into a store, let's just say Walmart, you would come up with more things because you have more money than me. So therefore, I don't feel like if you have a certain amount of money, you should get taxed the same amount as everybody else because you already are struggling to make it as is.
Okay.
So that would be equity.
Possibly. Let me ask a question. Why would it be just,
mm-hmm.
all right, for me to be penalized simply because I have more than you do?
You have more than I do. It's just, okay, taxes come from everybody, and
yes.
the reason to take taxes is so for the betterment of the country itself.
Maybe.
Right? So
no,
you
I
wanna,
said maybe.
Okay, sorry. This is how I'm trying to, like, process it, though.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Okay, so the betterment of the country, you take in taxes for, like, roads,
okay.
highways, byways, stuff like that. So if you take in taxes from rich people, they have more of an opportunity to make that money back again because rich people have a means of staying rich. Poor people don't really have a means of getting money as much as rich people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Rich people have
a... I understand what you're
they
saying.
They have a
yes.
means of staying rich. So that means
okay.
they even have a business. They have a family,
okay.
You know, wealth or something to their name
okay.
that they're going to stay that way for a long time.
Okay.
Poor people don't have that.
Okay.
So it's just for you to take more from somebody who has more to give more.
Who would take up a counter argument to Ms. Duncombe's claim that is just in order to establish equality to take more from one who has more than someone who has less?
I mean,
Kate?
I mean, it's not like the world is just poor and rich.
Okay.
There's middle class. And if you're in the middle class, I just want to ask, are you taking more from the middle class as well?
No.
I think.
How would you respond?
The middle class gets the, I feel like it depends on how much money you have, you get a certain percentage. So let's just say you take 10% from the rich, you take like 5% from the middle class, like 2% from the poor.
Like it just gets more as you get.
Mm-hmm. It gets more like.
So are you arguing then for the more successful I am, the more I should be penalized?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because poor people aren't as successful as you.
Travis.
So they shouldn't be judged for that.
Travis?
I think it's actually a counter argument for that now. It's like with how some wealthy people feel about things like Section 8 housing and government assistance, is that the people that receive those benefits take advantage of. Like, you got some people, you give people food stamps, and instead of them using the food stamps, they selling the food stamps. But the wealthy people pay taxes on your food stamps so that you can use the food stamps to buy food. But instead of you doing that, you're going out selling it. So I think the counter argument is just that we giving more money to y'all, and y'all using it to get comfortable or just take advantage of it.
But then again, you can't. Oh, sorry, you can tell me.
I was just saying, did they use the money to coast? Mm-hmm. To not want to push themselves forward any?
When you look at it, you really can't judge them. Reason being is because, like,
judge who?
Poor people.
Okay.
If you were in that situation, you probably would have did the same thing. Like, everybody could cast judgment looking down, but nobody really could, you know. Like, you. Unless you're in that specific situation yourself, you can't catch judgment on them. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to go without food anytime soon. Unless something dramatically goes wrong.
Okay.
So, all
right.
That's just how I feel about it.
All right. So, we'll pick that up more, actually, on Tuesday. No, yes, Tuesday, when we look at Rawls versus Nozick in their pursuit of understanding economic, or how to address economic inequality. And I think it's going to get a lot livelier with y'all. So one of the outcomes should be, or is pursued, is diversity. Now, diversity, we'd like to define our words here, all right? Pay attention to the definition, you may see it again. The practice or quality of including or involving people from a range of different social and ethnic backgrounds, genders, sexual orientations. Again, the practice or quality of including or involving people from a range of different social and ethnic backgrounds, genders, sexual orientations. Now, diversity, right? We want to move from sameness, if you will, a bowl full of purple marbles, to a bowl full of purple, black, white, green, yellow marbles. Now, the bowl of purple marbles has been that way since time beginning. What would be the benefit of having multiple colors of marbles? Why have it?
It gives people a chance to do something different.
Inclusivity. That's what it is.
Inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, implied in the purple marbles that it was that way for, let's say, 100 years, 200 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was something governing why the bowl was only full of purple marbles. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then one day, someone wants to add a red marble. Is that diversity?
No. Just one is not diverse.
Okay. Some time goes by, somebody adds three more red marbles. Is that diversity? Let's say there's 100 marbles in there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 97 purple,
mm-hmm.
There's three red.
It's a selection, but it's not for diversity, though. Diversity would be like purple, red, blue, orange.
Why?
Because it gives you a variety of different colored marbles and not just two colored marbles. That's not diversity. Okay. That's like change.
Okay. What are you basing your idea of diversity on?
I'm basing it off of like race. So it's like
beneath that.
Beneath it?
Yes.
Discrimination?
No. What I'm asking is, and I'm coming around the table, so be ready. Mm-hmm. There's 100 purple marbles. Mm-hmm. What signals to Ashanti that diversity has occurred in the bowl? Hmm. How do you know that you have arrived at diversity?
When there's a in the bowl right now, mm-hmm. okay, when you could obviously see that there are different varieties of marbles.
Okay.
So looking at the bowl, you could see different colors, different shapes, different sizes, different marbles. It's not just all the same.
Okay.
So that's diversity to me.
But how would you? So there's 100.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking for a specific
number?
Sure.
Oh. Well,
because your number may be different than...
I feel like number doesn't have anything to do with diversity.
Are you sure?
50-50.
Yeah. No, number shouldn't have anything to do with diversity.
Huh.
Like,
how many colors do we get to choose?
Yeah,
you said purple and red.
I said, okay, purple, red, green, and orange.
25.
Mm-hmm.
25.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but like,
or
I don't
like,
think,
it doesn't have to be specifically 25.
Yeah. A number shouldn't matter.
Over, like, at least 10 of each, and then the other ones can be random.
But like, if you compare this to real life, there's no way that there's going to be an even number of black people versus white people, or there's no way that there's going to be an even number of black people versus Hispanic people. So like, numbers should not matter in diversity, just as long as there is a
so how
variety of different people. Too.
Okay,
that's not just how what I like.
Okay, so
yeah,
we have to come up with each one of you have to come up with. Oh my gosh, we have arrived at diversity. No one has announced what that is yet. Mm-hmm. Now, you may not want to use number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is fundamentally defining for you, when I look into that bowl, that's diversity. Whereas, if I looked at another bowl, that's not diversity. Change is the agent,
mm-hmm.
right? To move from one color to a multiplicity of colors,
mm-hmm.
right? But even if I said one red, if I said, well, run red marble in the bowl, that's diversity. Mm. Now, then Travis.
Okay, basing it off, okay, let's just say, for example, baseball team.
Okay.
Like, okay, before they implemented the baseball team, last year, it was majority black, right? Well, I think it was all black. I think
no, there was like two
remember,
white girls, and then like
because the
volleyball team,
Alyssa was white.
Oh yeah, okay, like that. It's majority. I'll just say like 98%.
And there were some Hispanic people, very few on the baseball team. Last
okay,
year.
And now this year, you see,
ooh,
is they like if like
indeed.
Hey, yeah. So
who's
like,
they?
The baseball team, players. And it's majority, like, it was a majority of different races and, you know.
There's a lot of white people.
Caucasian,
Mexican, you know. So, I feel like now it's getting more diverse this year compared to last year, so.
I think you're really getting there.
So, yeah.
So, I forgot how many people's on the baseball team.
It's a
50,
lot.
60,
by 60,
yeah.
It's
50.
Oh.
51. Or less, because if you include the managers, it's less. It's like 50, it's like 48 or something now.
By 8 of them black and the rest of them Caucasian.
So let's just keep it even number 50.
Mm-hmm.
So again, y'all naturally invoked a number for some reason.
I said it was no number.
Okay, you said it was no number. So again, in our heads, we have a rule of thumb of we've achieved diversity. Mm-hmm. So then we have to make, so is it right to make the claim at an HBCU if it's 100% black athletes on the baseball or softball team? Is there a softball team? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or a volleyball team, right? That's not diversity, correct?
No, because it's no different variety of race. Okay. It's
just one race. Are we just going off of race?
Yes, we'll use that.
Okay, then no.
Okay. Well, it won't be diverse on the basis of gender either.
Well, because, I'm talking about like just other stuff, like people aren't just their race and their what they do. So
right. So.
But they can't be diverse. You know, thinking about what she said, they can't be diverse.
On what basis?
So everybody doesn't look the same. And then everybody doesn't have the same sexuality. So you could, like, it depends on how you're looking at it. So, like, if somebody has a different sexuality, you could say that it's diverse. If somebody have a different gender, you could say it's diverse. If somebody have a different body shape,
Hold on a second. Hold on. So it matters
on
of,
the lens which so you're
in the
ma- at
okay, fine. So in the matter of justice, right? So a volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
9 members on a court.
Yeah.
369, I believe. All right. They're all female.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm looking at female, it's not diverse.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Can I add a male to the team?
Because it's a female-only team.
So I have to practice discrimination, correct?
Right.
Okay, just making sure. So we're discriminating against the gender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is right to discriminate against males as it relates to volleyball.
Right.
And it's right to discriminate against females as it relates to baseball.
Right.
All right, just make sure we're clear. All right. There's 9 black females.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're not diverse. Now, if we look at height,
It's diverse.
Why?
Everybody's a different height.
But why? Why is there a necessity of diversity as it relates to height, as it relates to a volleyball team?
Because they play different positions.
Right.
Okay. All right.
They need it for different
Okay.
reasons.
What other lens can we look off of? So we looked at gender, looked at physical stature. What's another one?
Body type.
Okay, body type.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Where they're from.
Why does body type matter?
Body type could matter based off of the position that they play.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of volleyball girls have like a specific athletic build.
Okay.
So based on...
They're different at their positions too. Mm-hmm. Some of them look more strong.
And some of them look more fragile.
Slender.
Yeah. Okay.
So... depends on the position that you play and then what you train your body for to play that position.
Okay.
Because not all runners look alike. Long distance runners look different than sprinters.
Okay. So as it relates then to sports, diversity is important depending on the lens in which you're looking for in order to accomplish whatever that sporting goal is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to getting into the university. How many of you support the sole reason to get on in the university is on the basis of your GPA and your ACT score? No other standard.
No.
That's right.
Those are the only two measurements to judge acceptance into university.
To uphold a specific standard, okay, you have to practice some sort of discrimination.
Okay.
Top schools, Ivy Leagues, they practice discrimination.
Yes, they do.
Exactly.
A lot of it.
Sometimes it might be race-wise. Most of the time, it's GPA-wise. SAT scores wise, because they want to uphold a specific standard, right?
Yes.
So discrimination is, just coming back to my point, discrimination is benefactory. It's very, you could benefit from it. based on what you want to achieve.
Okay. Somebody else. Would it be okay simply for Philander Smith University to only use GPA and ACT score as a measurement of whether or not you're a student is accepted into this university? Why?
Because I just feel like some students may not be as smart, but they're still smart. But when you go to a college, colleges have sports. So what if the people that you're accepting only, they're not athletic, they're only smart.
Okay.
So what are you going to do to keep your teams going?
Okay. Good question. A rebuttal to that?
You need the athletic people.
I mean, athletic people still have to be smart enough.
But GPA too.
But if they may not have the GPA that the school requiring, like they say, to even for Philander to even look at you, you gotta have a 3.7. But another student has a 3.5, but they
pause. Are you stating that as fact?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a hypothetical.
What is the real one?
But then Philander should look at where to get the most funding. So think about
the sports.
When I was in high school, I went to a private high school, right? I went to the best private school in my nation. It's just Queens College. So, we had this athletic thing called BAISS, right? Mm-hmm. Where all the private schools get together and they have like a big track and field meet, mm-hmm. right? And we wanted to win against our rival SAC. And SAC always beat us and we always come second. So what they started to do is they started to recruit from government schools and go on the family islands to recruit students from there to come and run for us. And they just needed to keep up a 2-point GPA when you needed a 3.5 to get in.
So the question then becomes, is that fair to the students who are doing the work to meet the standards to get into that school?
But think about it.
Just answer the first question. Answer the first question first.
No, it's not fair.
Okay.
But now the school got funding from it.
Okay.
So would you rather the school stay selective and not have efficient funding, or would you rather the school changed in a slight way and then you get more, you get better lunches, a better environment, everybody gets a working laptop, better teachers? Mm-hmm. Would you rather it be like that, or would you rather
it be like that?
You'd rather be like that.
It's not going to be like that, because if the sports is what's bringing in money, the money is not going to go to laptops and school money.
No, but it goes to that too. So like they opened up a new gym. Okay. So a lot of the money goes to sports, but then at the same time, we benefit from it. So academia, you know, they benefit from it too.
Okay. So two methods to increase diversity. One, you make exception to the existing policy.
Mm-hmm.
So the long-standing policy that produced only purple marbles, right? An exception is made to that. Why? Money,
mm-hmm.
equipment, resources, whatever. Second, an exception to existing policy based off a desire to secure a particular outcome. So a campus can have a particular GPA, a minimum GPA, a minimum SAT, or a minimum GRE, right? And then, what would you say, Ashanti? Diminish the importance of that?
No, it's not diminishing the importance of anything. It's adding to.
Or make an exception.
Yeah, it's making an exception.
Okay. All right.
This could make
So then the question becomes, one of the questions then is that bowl the same bowl after it makes exceptions to what it has valued or put into policy year after year after year?
Of course not, but you need to have change.
Okay, all right.
Change is sometimes necessary.
Good.
Yeah.
For the better.
So there's negative consequences then, right?
Yes.
There's prejudice against a meritorious individual or group.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is one seat left and you have the student who meets all the qualifications of the school as is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a student who is All-American
mm-hmm.
in basketball,
mm-hmm.
right?
The one that played
and is
we already had that.
2.0.
Mm-hmm.
But in 4 years, that All-American could produce revenue for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Whose seat does that belong to?
The All-American.
We had the exact situation.
Okay.
The school had the exact situation.
Really?
In another year.
Okay.
When it was an honor student, and she was a freshman, and she had, I guess she had
she
her own.
Stay in PV.
Yeah, she was supposed to stay in PV, but the baseball players, you know, it's a lot of them, so.
Yeah.
They moved her out.
It wasn't the baseball
they
players.
They didn't move
it
over there, though.
Yeah, they
no,
just made PV
it
all
it
males.
It wasn't the baseball players. It was all males
all
as a whole. No, it was just
not
the athletics.
But
basically, an athlete took her room.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't just for athletic people. It was just boys as a whole because the boys didn't have nowhere to go.
Okay.
And I'm
RA,
so I know.
I think it was kind of funny. Yeah.
They just
TikTok
told
and
yeah,
started crying.
She's,
oh, okay.
My mom was crying on TikTok.
So a negative consequence of diversity of making exception to policies is that, one, a prejudice against a meritorious individual or group,
mm-hmm.
which, two, also a lack of representation of another group.
Mm-hmm. She was doing too much.
She was fake crying. She got that
mascara
girl gonna say,
I got you.
Girl, shut up. Your daughter ain't crying.
She put some eye drops in her eyes with mascara right now.
So what is diversity of representation of? So three things. This is how we'll close. One, a particular ideology. That diversity is the expression of something that an individual or a group holds to as an ideal. So the ideal bowl is X amount of purples, X amount of reds, blues, and greens. Whereas another individual or group could say it's just purples and reds. What is the ideal that is held to? Second, there's a desired outcome. So we have an outcome in mind. We are going to make adjustments to the policy so that we can arrive at this particular outcome. But in arriving at that particular outcome, one must understand there's going to be negative consequences to the existing group or some other group. So then, is it truly inclusive? That's rhetorical. And then third, diversity can be used for, and this is kind of echoing Ibram Kendi, it can be used as a tool of rectifying past injustices or present injustices. The question becomes, is this diversity good? And how am I determining is it good? Is it because I have a particular ideal that I'm keeping towards? Am I aiming for a particular outcome, or am I seeking to address some past or current injustice? And then finally this, if we can have diversity of genders and a diversity of ethnicities and sexual orientations, what about a diversity of ideas or political thought? So in that bowl of purples, and reds and greens. Do all those purples have to think the same way as the reds and the greens? And if not, is that diversity? If all the purples thought all the same way, is that diversity? Or didn't think the same way? So, as you think about diversity, here and other classes in your workplace, not just look at gender, not just look at ethnicity or sexual orientation, but also look like, hey, do we all think the same here? And if we all think the same here, is that safe? If we all hold the same political position, is that safe? So when we invoke the word diversity, what is it that we're actually talking about? What is it that you actually have in mind? Because if you look at your bowl and you say, oh, we have all the girls here, and all of us think differently, that's diversity. But is every thought accepted? And if every thought is not accepted, is that diverse and is that inclusive? Or do we all have to practice discrimination in some way?
You gotta practice discrimination.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.